From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Amy Dickinson, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is George Stroker from Lemoore, California.
George from Lemoore, California?
Yes.
Now, I've been around California, but I've never been to Lemoore. Where is that?
It's about a 45-minute ride south of Fresno.
Oh. Is it named after Dorothy Lemoore?
I couldn't tell you. I just got here.
Really?
Have you unpacked yet?
Yeah. Are you fleeing somebody? Should you not be mentioning your location on the air?
No, we can talk about that.
All right. Well, George, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is George's topic?
Company, halt!
As Madeleine Albright once said, what's the point of having an army if you can't use it? Sometimes having a big standing army just proves too much of a temptation, even if you don't happen to have a war zone to play in. Each of our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the military used in a non-military way. Your job, pick the real story. First up, let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
Picture the scene at Best Buy on Black Friday. Now, wouldn't it be awesome if President Obama sent soldiers into Best Buy with automatic weapons and basically encouraged low prices at gunpoint? Well, this awesome thing is happening in Venezuela. Times have been tough there lately. They're running out of staples like chicken and toilet paper, and inflation is over 50%. So last weekend, their president, Nicolas Maduro, took matters into his own militia and ordered the army to occupy a popular chain of electronics stores, the Venezuelan Best Buy, forcing the stores to offer deep discounts. Prices so low, they had to be delivered on the point of a bayonet. The president went on state television to explain his unusual magnum force economic policy. He said, "This is good for the nation. Leave nothing on the shelves, nothing in the warehouses, nothing. Let nothing remain in stock." In other words, holy Santa Claus, Venezuela, it's insane!
The Venezuelan army cutting prices at their local electronics retailer. Your next story of the armed forces making a surprise appearance comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Mabuku Matobi, son of Swaziland's president, was a ne'er-do-well. His playboy escapades had become so egregious that his father, Abate Matobi, canceled Mabuku's allowance and forswore responsibility for his debts. It was time for Mabuku to get a job. He did come up with a project. An epic film depicting the sweep of Swaziland history. It would need financing, of course. "Nice try," said Dad. "No money." "Okay," said the son, "no money. Just lend me the army for a week." Which was probably not enough time, as it turned out, to produce a blockbuster. The cast of thousands battle scenes were spirited but baffling, partly because both sides wore the same uniform. Nothing really worked in Mabuku's movie except for the love scenes between Mabuku, playing himself, and Ngala Ombala, a stunningly beautiful machine gunner whose performance earned her a modeling contract. Last week, the two of them were reported in exile on the Côte d'Azur, recasting the whole story as a romantic comedy. Tentative title, Rat-a-tat-tat.
The son of an African president borrows the army to make a movie, ends up with a rom-com. Your last story about a military intervention of fun comes from Mo Rocca.
Luxembourg's Air Force has not seen combat since its 1824 border war with Moldavia, which is why the force itself is virtually unchanged. It's still Europe's only all-hot air balloon air force. Colorful, yes, but very expensive to maintain. It's also very expensive to deliver pizza in Luxembourg, a country almost entirely populated by castles atop hills. Quote, "The distances are so far, it simply makes no sense to spend so much in petrol for the delivery of one lousy pie," says Luxembourg Papa John's branch manager Rolf Gruber. "If only we had a mode of pizza delivery with a less expensive fuel source. which is why the Luxembourg Air Force is now sponsored by Papa John's. Pizzas are now delivered by Luxembourg military, and they stay hot. Quote, "It's so nice to receive my pizza up in my turret and not have to lower my drawbridge," says customer Baroness Elsa Schrader. "And so I say to my fellow Luxembourgians, support our troops and call Papa John's today."
All right. One of these stories is true. Is it from Amy Dickinson, how the president of Venezuela sent in his army to lower the prices at the local electronics retailer? From Roy Blunt Jr., how the son of an African president borrowed the army to make a film? Or from Mo Rocca, how the Air Force of Luxembourg was used to deliver pizzas to those castles high up on hilltops?
I am going to say that it's going to be the Venezuelan military.
The Venezuelan military is your choice. That's Amy's story. Well, to bring you the truth, we spoke to somebody who knew about the real story.
Yeah, I don't want to see M16s pointed at me when I go to get my refrigerator or washer dryer.
That was Douglas Ernst. He's a digital contributor to the Washington Times, talking about the Venezuelan army's enforced low prices. Congratulations, you earned a point for Amy Dickinson, just for being honest. You've won our prize. Carl, we'll be doing the voice on your voicemail. Thanks so much for playing.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Thank you very much.